Welcome back to Streets of Gold. I'm your host, Lisa Scott. Earlier this year, our producer had the chance to go to Gospel Music Week in Nashville, Tennessee, and had the chance to sit down with a couple of artists that we play and talk to them about the early years of contemporary Christian music. One of those guys was Bob Bennett. We asked him how he broke into the music business to begin with.
I got involved in Christian music before it was actually an identifiable genre, before there was any market or any strategy or anything like that. It was very much an organic sort of endeavor. I started playing in Bible studies and in church services and in Southern California where I live. I became a Christian in 1977, and I was out with Calvary Chapel and all the Maranatha music bands that were popular at that time. Odin Fong and Mustard Seed Faith and Love Song and Gentle Faith Parable, all those bands. And so I was sort of on the tail end of all of that. And began writing and singing songs about all the new adventures I was having in the faith, and that's how I got started.
Here's a cut from that very first album, Carpenter Gone Bad, Bob Bennett on Streets of Gold.
There's a man down in the street, says he's the Messiah. Telling people he is the chosen one. Says that he is in the Father. And the Father's in the Son. Empty nets made full of fish, blind eyes see. He used to work with wood in Galilee. Now he's in the synagogue, telling people they are wrong to live as whitewashed tombs, full of dead men's bones. Some say he is the Son of God.
So when a carpenter goes bad, does he just, what, nail all the drawers shut or what? Bob Bennett, Carpenter Gone Bad on Streets of Gold. Bob reminisces about that first album.
The first album came out in 1979. It was called First Things First. Like all of my previous five albums, it's out of print and unavailable, unfortunately. I'm happy to report that I myself am not out of print and just had a new album come out late last year called Small Graces.
Here's another cut from that Out of Print album. If you're hurting and need a touch from God, listen closely to the lyrics of this song. It's called Healing. Bob Bennett on Streets of Gold.
Jesus, will you heal me? I've got a terminal disease. It's hard for me to talk to you unless I'm driven to my knees. And I don't mean to make demands on you, but I know that you are kind. You see, my eyes are working perfectly, but I feel like I am blind. Will you heal me? I've got blisters on my feet. I've run everywhere but straight to you. Now the circle stands complete, and I've no one else to turn to. And I'm out of breath and scared. Though my legs seem very able, they couldn't take me anywhere. Oh, look, what a glorious thing. Winter is healed and grown into spring. My heart is mended by the love of the Lamb. The one who heals, the one who says I am. Oh, look, His will be done. His children are loving with the love of the Son. For the grace of Jesus, His words ring true. I'm the one who heals, the one who says I love you.
It's Healing, Bob Bennett on Streets of Gold. In 1982, Bob came out with his second release, Matters of the Heart. It was highly acclaimed. CCM Magazine, in fact, described it as a highly reflective and recollective collection of sentimental songs, vivid pictures, and they have listed it as one of the top 10 greatest contemporary Christian albums of all time. We asked him about that album.
Matters of the Heart came out in 1982. It was a part of a venture that CBS had started called Priority Records. Unfortunately, the label did not last very long, but it lasted long enough for the record to come out. And I'm happy to say that the record was embraced by listeners and also CCM Magazine. At the time, they ran a poll, I think it was 1985 or 86, and they named it one of the top 25 albums of all time. Don't know if it would make that list today, but I'm grateful for the recognition that it's gotten over the years.
Here's the title track, Bob Bennett and Matters of the Heart.
Classics from the 70s and 80s. This is Streets of Gold.
Well, Daddy was an honest, hard-working man with bad eyesight. Calloused hands. He married young and he made his stand. 1951. Well, it was worn out pants and pinto beans, minimum wage and mustard greens. But he treated mama just like a queen. In 1951, in 1951, both of them lovers and both of them young. There were clouds in the skies, but stars in their eyes. 1951, she called him Mr. and he called her hon. 1951. Sometimes I'd hear my daddy sigh. Mama would cry on his shoulder. Whenever I would ask them why, they'd say, you'll know when you're older. Or they'd pray for rain in summer and give thanks in the fall. I've seen the pictures, I've seen them all. Even on their knees, they look so tall. 1951, 1951, both of them lovers and both of them young. There were clouds in the skies, but stars in their eyes. In 1951, she called him Mr.
Talking a little bit more with Bob in our next hour. I'm your host, Lisa Scott, and we've got more classics from the 70s, stuff from Andre Crouch, Petra, and David Meese coming up.